Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Thursday, July 1st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in the Kashmiri region, where violence stalks this week's peace efforts between India and Pakistan. Despite the volatility of the area, Words of Hope teams are encouraged by the start of the new Kashmiri broadcast effort. Words of Hope's Lee De Young says they're hoping to see the ministry grow in the near future.
It's all being done in the name of jihad, and that has really created a weariness among the Muslim population. And I think that a growing number of them are much more open to something other than Islam because they just don't see any hope for peace.
Next, Ghanaian government officials are trying to fight poverty by looking at risks affecting productivity. One of those is the lack of eye care. International Aid's Sonny Enriquez says they've set up a new eye clinic in Tema. The staff is able to witness by sharing and caring for the patients. It's a natural fit.
It's almost like an instant miracle. Let's say you walk into the clinic blind. After a few hours, you'll be seeing things. And so this ability to have sight is seen as a miracle. And so this is a great opportunity for sharing the love of Christ.
And the Bible League is celebrating a collaboration that raised more than $75,000 to help send scriptures to children in Romania. The Children Caring for Children Project is a classroom mission program that will help give kids a heart for those who don't have God's Word. Through the students' efforts, more than 37,000 Romanian children will get a special illustrated scripture book. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video about Buckner's work with AIDS orphans and their efforts to share the gospel with them. It's also available on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.